Blog Talk Radio.
It's time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend? Spelled was with a Z. Ladies and gentlemen, the call-in number, as always, is 646-727-3279. I can repeat that for you so you can program that on your phones. 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those that have heard the show before, and those who might be listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you. Broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better each week, and tonight will be no different. It's going to be an outstanding program tonight, folks. Today's date, Tuesday, Fat Tuesday it is, February 21st, 2012. If you said at the beginning of the year that this is your year, continue to do so. Don't give up so soon, just because things may seem to get tight from time to time. It's okay. Now, last week, if you count 7 days back, we took a little break. It was Valentine's Day. Let you spend a little time with your loved ones. You heard me at the beginning of the program say each and every Tuesday. But, you know, it was a spirit of love, and we let those who need to love on somebody get some love back. I spent some great time with a wonderful young lady. Had a nice meal. We enjoyed some good conversation. And I want to let y'all know that my mama is an outstanding woman. I love her to death. It was great spending time with her Valentine's Day. And for those of you who may not have had someone to just share this, it didn't have to be all about the romance, but just about some love, spreading some love, showing some love, maybe getting some love. But that's what it's all about. We're going to talk a little bit about some love and relationships tonight, folks, because that's what it is. It's T-I-Z, for real, for real. Check out the info. As you know, as always, howwasyourweekend.com is the website. It's doing some things right now just for you, so be prepared. We're coming on year three, so on our anniversary, it's about to go down like bad stock. You know how we do it up in here. Follow us on Facebook, folks, facebook.com/howwasyourweekendpage, P-A-G-E, that is. You can check your boy out at his own personal website at andybrownspeaks.com. Life coaching, hosting, social business guru, doing things all for me and for you. For real, that is. One World Enterprise, One World Unlimited, folks, is sponsoring this show tonight. One World Unlimited, one vision, one goal, increase you, baby. One World it is. So let's get into it. I know you've seen the blog. I know you've seen the post. Things happen from time to time in relationships. Sometimes they work out for the best. Sometimes they're a little confused. Well, people just don't quite know where to go with that. And sometimes the ladies may say, well, you know, where's the issue? And sometimes the men might want to be in a pretty good situation with a good young lady that he may have. You know, you could carry on a relationship from time to time. It could be for a very long period of time. You could have just met someone. And things go in a direction where it seems like, you know what, there could be some good sparks here. But right now, he is in a place where he's grinding. He's getting his hustle on. Things are changing for him. Maybe not for the better, but they're changing. Maybe not for the worse, but they're changing. And right now, he might be in that situation where it's a touch of a dilemma. Do you understand how to balance a good working relationship, a good job, handling your business, having fun with your friends, spending time with your children? Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, that is a lot to handle. Some make it look easy, some struggle with the idea. But that's a lot to handle. So we're going to talk about that tonight. It's going to be some real, real talk. Pillow talk, if you will. Because what happens is this. Time and time again, people connect. It could be a physical thing at first. Because she's fine. He got to get that. She thought he was all that. She had to see what he was all about. You connected on a physical level. It was banging, baby. It was oh, it was what it was. Sweating, hair all out of place. But now what are we going to do? Where is this going? How? Where are we going to take this? Is it going to be to the next level? Or can she just wait a little bit longer till my money get right? Then I'm going to be in a position to, you know, hold it down like a man is supposed to. Because I'm not quite there yet. Oh, this is about to be real. Because sometimes what happens is you're laying in the bed, and we say pillow talk because this is where the thoughts really happen. After you've had your moment or two, forever how long it takes you, 20 minutes, 15 minutes, 35 seconds, whatever it is you do, what you eat. Now, you're laying there in that moment and you're trying to figure out, where is this going? Do I stay? Do I get up and leave? Was this just for the moment? How long is this really going to last? What's going to happen here? So we need to decide, is it she, me, my career? What's going on? Oh, I know you need to chime in on this one. Call your friends, call your family, call somebody who ain't got a clue right now. 646-727-3279. I want y'all to watch what's about to happen tonight. Any other time we may have a celebrity guest on. We may have somebody just chiming in and keep you entertained, bring a little comedy. Now, some of this might get a little funny because real life can make you smile. But I'm about to show you what's about to happen and keep it 100 at all times. I got to go to the phone lines right now and bring on a young lady who is just going to give you real talk. Because the female perspective is very, very, very necessary in this situation. Ladies, chime in. I know the fellas are going to back me up, even if they can't. So what? I don't care. I got this tonight. So I believe Nicole is on the line, and we're going to break down a few scenarios and talk to you about it. Me, she, my career. Let's get with it. Nicole, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm lovely, and yourself?
Well, I'm good. I'm thinking that I might not need to embark on any of these Mardi Gras activities, because this in itself is about to go down. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're about to talk. You know how we do. We're about to keep it 100. Folks are about to understand how real a genuine conversation can be displayed. Now, did you hear a little bit about some of the scenario that I broke down?
Yes.
So, don't know if you've ever been in that kind of a situation before, but we can speak on this. Think about it.
Well,
you've been involved with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've been involved with a guy. Y'all hitting it off real well. Things are going good. Now, whether you decide to take it there or not physically, spread legs, TV antenna, make his eyes roll in the back of his head, and sweat and hunchback. It doesn't matter. Now, if it happens, it happens. But then you must decide where is this going? What are we going to do? Is this just a sex thing? Is there going to be more? Am I going to get more? Is he ready for more? Where do we go with this? Because sometimes it's easy for a man to say, you know what? Right now it's not the best for me. I'm trying to get on my grind. I'm trying to hustle. I'm doing my thing. I'm really not in a position to be in a relationship, but I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Still want to be with you. You know what I'm saying?
I kind of call
that. How does a woman receive
that? I see that as a complimentary cop-out.
Really?
Going along with that cliche term, it's not you, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
And when they say, oh, you're too good for me, it shouldn't be, it's not you or me, it's us that's a problem. It's not necessarily you're a bad person, she's a bad person, but together, that's a problem. It poses a problem. But the cop-out, it's just a person's way of getting out of a relationship. That's just my opinion.
Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear that because what you're hearing is valid opinions. Now you say that it's a cop-out on being into a relationship. What makes you say that?
Because, you know, even when you're in college, and after you graduate, you're always juggling a lot of things. You have this new career you're working on. And usually at that time, you're full of energy. But as time goes on, you become a bit fatigued and you can't juggle everything. But that's when sacrifices come in. You have your mate. And if you're working too much, you're getting your grind on all of those things. The number one problem is we try to make a puzzle piece fit that doesn't fit. We're choosing someone who we know can't keep up with our lifestyle. But just because, like you say, the sex might be good, your toes are curling, your eyes are rolling in the back of your head, you try to fit a piece that doesn't fit.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real talk tonight. Y'all about to get it. We're bringing up some really interesting topics tonight. She, me, and my career. So let's look at this a little bit in depth because you said something that I want you to folks to kind of look at a bit here.
Okay.
It's a cop out. It's a cop out, she said. It's a cop out. He's not ready. Well, in a sense, yes, he's not ready. But it doesn't necessarily have to do with you. It could be the fact that he recognizes, you know what, I got something here. And this is something very valuable. This is the one I can't play with. Anybody else, I can come in, I can come out, I can stay a little bit, get what I need and move on. But this one right here, she's special. She means a little bit more. The games I play may not be as necessary to play because she's a keeper, as we say. So he might not be ready to keep. He's mentally to a point where he recognizes who she is. What happens is this. Financially, there has a weight in that because as men, we are conditioned and groomed to be providers. So with that being said, there's a certain order that must take place to say, you know what, I can keep her. But how am I going to keep her? It's not just because the sex ain't going to keep you. I'm going to have to be in a position to hold down the foundation to say that this is the one, she's going to stand by my side, and I can support her. Now, if I cannot support her, I'm not putting myself in the best situation. So what I need to do is need to get my hustle on to take care of me and her and any other small people that help us out financially on these tax returns that make a difference. Most people call them children. Some may call them parents. Dependents. You fill in the blank. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
How it goes. So the cop out, The understanding, yeah. That's pretty much where we're at with that.
I'm going to have to disagree because, once again, relationships are all about sacrifices. And when you want something really, really bad, just, I mean, you should have the same mentality about your relationship that you do about your career that you're so passionate about. You did everything in your power to get yourself to a good place in your career. Why can't you exert that same energy into your relationship? You bend over backwards to take care of your career, to move up. Why can't you give the same energy in your relationship?
646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Nicole is on the line. We're talking about she, me, and my career. She wants to know why the same effort can't be given in. And who's to say it's not given in? Folks in the chat room, I want to see what you got to say about this. Holler at us, internet folks, blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? Be sure to spell was with a Z or you can't find us. It's the ethnic thing to do, spell was with a Z. So let me ask you this. Is the same effort not being put in? How is it determined? Because, you know, sometimes in a relationship when you're just starting to get somewhere and you're just getting to know someone and sometimes they may bring the representative.
Yes.
So the representative is putting all of his efforts to get in and get where he needs to be and get lined up. So now that the representative has shown up and the real him has come in, the work is done. I may have this already. So what I need to do subconsciously, because it's backwards, is I need to do that same application to my career, put my resume together, show the representative, let them see me on paper, do my 90 days of due diligence so my insurance can kick in, and I can take care of the folks because now, then, I'm in order. You don't see that? Is that not a possibility?
It's a possibility.
I know y'all got to call and say something about that. What do you think about that, Nicole?
I think it's a possibility. It's definitely a possibility. But I think it falls back. You should find a mate that complements your life, not compromises your life. It should be an even keel. She's giving as much as you're giving. But you have to work together to make things work. If she's really all that, if he's really all that, you will do what you have to do to make it work. And the key to all of that is communication. You just brought up an excellent point. The longer we are together, yeah, the representative leaves, and the representative does everything right. Once you got her or him, that kind of falls by the wayside. You stop compromising. You stop sacrificing. And it's like, oh, he or she will be there. You take it for granted, taking advantage of the fact that this person has been here, so they'll be here. You don't treat them as well as you should.
Mm-mm. Stop washing her car.
Yes.
Letting her go first. When the automatic doors open at Walmart, you don't wait and let her go. No, dog, all that stops. Why?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You're not cooking anymore. You're not waiting for her to get her orgasm. You're just rolling through because she's going to be there.
In the streets, in the Midwest, in the Central Time Zone, they call it shoot and roll. For those who are not in the Midwest, they understand shoot and roll. Not about you, that's being selfish. And gentlemen, we must stop doing this for ourselves all the time. Shoot and roll is not cool every night. Y'all got to understand that we're having real talk. This is pillow talk because what happens when we say pillow talk is it's the intimate conversation that only happens here. See, Amanda, you may not talk about this at work with your co-work. You may not talk about this with your other friend, your associate. But some folks need to listen and understand what kind of conversation can happen in the bedroom. And we're going to take you there right now because how it can work out is this. And, Nicole, you may back me up. You may agree or disagree depending on who shares the other pillow in your bed. From, you know, in situations. So what can happen is this. You're with a young lady, and you know good and well that you are, this is your night to bring thunder, lightning, rain, sleet, snow, and everything unconditional and unnatural so she can drool on herself and make her big toe touch her foot, the heel of her foot, that is.
Uh-huh.
This is your night to show out. So you've put it down and you've planted your flag, if you will. Everything is going good. You've laid your foundation. And she wants to know, where is this going? Well, it's tough to really get a good answer, ladies. And let's just keep it honest. And the fellas may not take it this. I'm going to keep it real. It's tough to get a good answer without first offering him a cold glass of water or juice. because you haven't had time to let your body cool down. It's not a good look. That's not the best thing to do because what you're going to get is I'm tired. We can talk about this tomorrow. But what needs to happen is this. You need to really get an understanding about that going in. Where is this going? Before I open my legs and I spread them from the North Pole to the South Pole, where exactly are you trying to go once you pull out? Where is this relationship headed? What is your main objective? Because if you are in this thing to stay here, then you must understand that it comes with other things, other dependents, not necessarily the children, but something that has an account number attached to it that comes once a month. Whichever bill you want to pick, it can go that way. So it's a very loaded question. And I think a lot of times that we don't really understand how much is misunderstood about this particular question. Where is this going? Because that's a lot of pressure to give to somebody when they have released a lot of pressure. Would you agree?
Yes, I do agree. But oftentimes, it's men don't expect us to be able to handle things. The truth, what is exactly in your head? Everything is always sugar-coated. Baby this and baby that. Instead of just getting straight to the point, I prefer you say, this is real good. I don't love you, but I love your sex. It doesn't have to be as difficult as we make it. Where is this going? Be very honest. Be upfront. Trust me as a woman. Trust me enough to know I have enough control of my emotions where I'm not looking to be lied to. I want the truth. And most of the time, men don't believe we can handle the truth, and we can.
If you didn't hear that, ladies and gentlemen, Nicole brought up a very good point. Just keep it 100. A lot of us are afraid of that because they just don't want to handle the truth. As Jack Nicholson once said, you can't handle the truth. Now, if you didn't hear it just now, my text message just came through, and an anonymous caller, because some people, Nicole, some people are just shy about this.
Right.
You know, they're on the age of where gray hair is showing up on their head in other places, but they still remain a bit shy.
Right.
And the text message reads as follows. What if he says all of this before you have sex? And it changes afterwards. Good question. Ladies first, or shall I take this?
What happened?
Lady, would you like to answer this, or shall I?
You
start.
I'm going to give you how it
should go. Because if he tells you this up front, and it changes, that's the game.
Exactly.
Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
It's game. He sought for the kill. He said what he had to say Shot enrolled, mission accomplished.
It's a game.
Nothing you can really do about that. It just happens.
Right.
Your comment?
Well, I mean, that's what I was going to say. You have to figure out beforehand, is this sincerity or is he saying it to finish this deal? So it must be stated up front. Whatever you say right now, it's going to be the same way after you release. Can't change it. It's too late.
Right.
Can't change it. I say what's better is right when he's about to reach that moment of euphoria, ask him right then.
What?
Just before that moment. There is no more honesty in that because there's no blood in your brain. So you're going to get a unpolitically correct answer. You go get the truth right at that second.
That's not fair.
That's very fair.
That's not fair. You're taking all the pleasure. Nah, come on now. Who does that?
It should be done because that's when your mind is clear. You don't have time to think about a nice answer. You don't want to talk. You don't want to think. So I'm going to make it so you can't think. Answer this right now.
Unfair. Big shout out to my girl Tammy Jones Gibbs in the chat room right now. She holds it down with Fast Entertainment up there in NYC. I love her show in the daytime, folks. You gotta catch it. You gotta check it out. I wish Tammy would call in and say a little something on this one. This is out of control. Think about it, folks. We're talking about it real. She, me, and my career. Now, let's look at this in depth. And I want to encourage the folks to chime in. 646-727-3279. You got your boy Andy Brown on the phone. Miss Nicole is joining us, and she's doing a fantastic job and keeping it 1,000% real up in here, up in here, up in here. I need for the fellas or the ladies to look at this particular point of view. If I have something that, as we say, if you can let it go and come back and it comes back to you, it was always yours, but if you kept it and let it go and it never came back, it was never yours to begin with.
Right.
Sometimes, depending on what you've been through, we'll put ourselves in that situation knowing it's best for the woman. Why do I say that? Simply because if you recognize that you do have a good woman and you are not in the mindset, nor in the financial position, nor even in the spiritual position to be with this particular person, you recognize her value, absolutely, but it's just not where you are at that particular time. So you take the risk and the chance of letting it go. Hopefully when you get your stuff together to where it's more suitable for her, she'll still be there, hopefully. But you have to understand that sometimes a man is willing to take that risk. It's nothing against you. You're not a bad person, ladies. It's nothing negative on you, but it's just the fact that he needs to get it together because this is what's going to make him stand up stronger and taller in the household. Your comment?
I believe the probability of that is probably less than winning the lottery. A man being unselfish and letting go this good woman who does everything right. The probability of him letting that go is close to none. A man is not just going to say, okay, I'm not ready, I'm going to come back for you in a minute. No, it's like you're going to deal with my problems, my issues, and you're going to stick it out with me.
You should.
It's a selfish act. Oh, that would be an ideal world if everybody could say, hey, I love you enough to let you go. But how often does that happen?
It happens. I've done it.
Okay, it happens. But my question was, how often does that happen?
I don't know. It can happen.
We're selfish beings.
We're selfish beings. You're absolutely right. People, let me share something with you. When you realize that something is gone that you've missed, and you come in and you have the opportunity to come back to it again, you do what you can do, what you should do, not to let it go the second time around.
Right.
It happens. Now, some people don't catch it as soon as others, but it does happen. Kind of share this with you from you know, my own personal perspective. This happened to me. I'm in high school. I'm playing baseball. Yes, baseball. I know this is Black History Month, and a lot of you out there just say, ooh, why do you play baseball? You should be playing basketball. You should be playing football. So what? That's my game. I loved it. Enjoyed it at what I thought with all my heart. But at the same time, mind you, I did say high school. I was involved with the young lady, and I'm in high school. So I'm in shape. I'm looking good. I'm smelling good. I kind of am a little bit curious about something sexually because I got this strength and I got this endurance, and, you know, I'm learning all these new positions and making stuff up as I go. And I said, you know what? Right now, I'm torn between my spring activities. I'm either playing baseball with everybody that doesn't look like me, because all the cool brothers was playing basketball, and they was running track with them little nut-hugger shorts that I wasn't going to wear. So it's either spend time with her and do what we're going to do before our parents get off work, or go over here and play baseball. And as tight as my skills were, probably could have been drafted out of high school. And I said, you know what? I have enough talent. I can make up for it on the back end. I'd rather choose her. Now, several years later, things like that kind of refresh your memory, because what you see is, here's an opportunity for me to grow in my career and say, this is where I can make the money to be a provider. This is where I can grow and I can learn. But I'm in a relationship with someone, I'm spending time, I'm getting to know her mentally, spiritually, financially, if you will. And some of those same things I was doing in high school, I kind of perfected and took it to a whole nother level and still, you know, but you don't even know all that. But what seems to happen is this. You tend to kind of say, you know what, I missed the opportunity for the money and my career, because at that time, I chose the relationship. So I don't want to miss the opportunity again, because I'm getting older and I know there's money to be made. I know there's an opportunity for me to be a provider for not only for myself, but for my family. What do I do? I'm a little torn on this. And I don't want to make the same mistake twice, because obviously this relationship didn't work out. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. We want to get your feedback, folks, on this one. She, me, and my career. We're talking to Nicole about sacrifice, intimate opportunities. What are we doing? The choices that we're making. Who's to say what's right? What's going to be best for your situation? We need to hear from you, folks. Now, I see the phone lines are lit up, and a hush is falling over Jerusalem, Nicole. This is amazing to me.
Right.
Because I believe that people are really learning. They may be going through similar situations and really not understand how to get through. And this is good,
right,
because you're getting an inside perspective on somebody else's life. That's what we're about. But you know it's necessary to voice this. Ask your questions. Reach out, find out. Figure it out. Your comment?
Well, I mean, I also believe in meeting. I think you can meet the right person at the wrong time.
Hmm.
And
explain that to me. I need to hear this.
At one point in your life, you may not be totally mature, you know, not mature enough in your career path, not mature enough in a relationship path, but you know this is the person for you. So opposed to continuing that relationship and having it end horribly, it would be the right thing to do to step back. It could be beneficial later. Step back out of that relationship until that maturity comes. Then you can reconnect with that person.
So that's not your cop-out?
No, that's not a cop-out. I don't think that is a cop-out. Now, you know, we don't like to be rejected, and no matter what, when we don't get what we want, we feel rejected. Sometimes it's hard to look at the big picture because it's like, oh, you know, this dude is leaving me. What did I do wrong? But it's hard to look at it as this is the right thing. He loves me so much, he's letting me go. It's too hard to see it like that.
Hmm.
And I think because it's so uncommon. It's uncommon. People don't do it.
Okay. So how do the ladies react to that?
Initially, it's like rejection. But what we do is we wait around and see if another woman is going to come up. Is he really just saying that, or did he feed me a line just to get some extra exploring time with other women? Or is he really on his grind the way that he say he is? So it's like a watch, wait, and listen. Let's see what he does with that time.
So women are actually willing to wait?
We are. We're going to be hurt. It's going to hurt initially, and we're going to think it's bull. We definitely going to think it's a cop-out, and it's bull. But it all depends on how you live your life after that moment. Is he out hoeing? Is he always busy because he's at this function? Is he networking? Is he out with his homeboys all the time? You have to pay attention to what happens after you say those words. Because a lot of women are very, very loyal. A lot of, I mean, there are a lot who aren't as well, but the ones who are loyal, they're going to pay attention to your efforts, what you're doing, and you'll be rewarded.
Interesting. I think that she brings up a good point. A text message just came through, and this is so funny to me. I appreciate it. But folks, you need to just let it be heard. There's no shame in that. There's no shame in that. Check this out. And that is a very good point that Nicole brought up. What happens, or what difference does it make if somebody else is in the picture? It's not to say that, because here's why I say this, and it's not a justification, but you got to look at it for what it is. This things like this do happen, and I know that the emotions are there, but somebody's involved, you're involved in the relationship, things are going well, but you take a break, a little bit of space, you allow him that time to do his thing. So if there's a jump off in between, that's not serious. There's no emotion tied to it. And I just want to hear the ladies' take on this. There's no emotion tied to it. You know what? I know with her, when I'm with her, because we've established this at this level, I know that there has to be some level of comfort, cuddling, talking, communication that must go a little bit further than that person they're willing to do. But there's a jump off that can come in. You know what? I'm on my grind. I'm hustling. I'm getting it together. But I get this one over here right real quick and out, and I'm on about my business. Now, there was nothing connected with that. It just happened, and I'm moving on.
In my later years, as I get older, I'm starting to see that, yeah, just because you're getting out of that jump off what you want, but are you really paying attention to what you're doing to the jump off where she's establishing feelings? So now when you go back to this relationship you wanted, you have just brought more baggage back with you. Because now this chick is crazy. She's stalking you. And you can't get it in good with your girl. Because now this chick is crazy for you. You just created another problem.
There's someone on the phone right now that needs to hear this and needs to get this understood because it may be happening in their life right now. Think about it. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. She, me, and my career. Break it down, if we will, because what really needs to be understood, if you will, is there's a trust factor involved. Does she trust that he's going to do the right thing? Is he trusting himself in really what he's saying? Because when you take a risk in telling a woman, look, you know what, I like you, but I don't want to be all up with you right now because I don't have everything that it takes to be in a relationship, even though she might be willing to stay by your side and ride it out because she cares about you and she loves you and she's committed to you, it's going to hurt her, like Nicole said. It's going to throw her for a loop. Because it kind of seems like it's out the blue if there were no signs up there at front. So are you trusting yourself to really say, you know what, that ain't what I really meant to say. I just don't want to be with you or anybody for that matter. Are you trusting yourself? Y'all need to understand this because we talk like this on a regular basis. This is where it goes down, not only here, but if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, on Friday, March the 9th, you're going to see your boy Andy Brown doing his thing out there. Superfly Andy Bentz presents How Was Your Weekend? Real talk, folks. Happy hour, roundtable, and party. You know me, host of the Blog Talk Radio Show, author of the book Second Place Women Who Come In First. I'm going to be hosting a roundtable talk discussion about the book. We're going to be doing a book signing there. It's Neo's. If you don't know what Neo's is in Fort Worth, it's off I-20 and Oak Grove Road. Physical address is 1101 Oak Grove in Fort Worth, Texas. Now, if you need more information, give a contact call to 817-381-8487, and we'll see you in Fort Worth live on March the 9th. Right after that, March the 10th, it's going down again, folks. You've seen him at the Love and Laughs event in Arlington, Texas. You've seen him in Texarkana at the Love and Laughs event. You've seen him in Poetic Justice on Cinemax doing his thing, host of Death Comedy Jams on HBO. Mr. Joe Torre himself, folks, is going to be out there featuring Dallas's own Mama Michelle on Saturday, March the 10th. Same location, Neo's in Fort Worth. Going down like bad stock, folks. We're not playing around. This is just keeping it 100. We're talking about trust right now, trust that is going to go down. So, Nicole, I want to come back to you real quick and just ask you, because the female perspective is so much needed right now, especially here. So, his career. He's putting the efforts into his career because he wants to make things better for the household. Okay?
Okay.
Now, he's starting to show a little bit more attention to the job because the interest is there. Maybe the interest isn't at home as much because, the representative was there, showed up, and it settled. But maybe that representative is still standing strong, or the interest levels at work pretty strong because now he's in his groove. He's in his grind, if you will.
Right.
Doing his thing. But that's less time and less attention to the family. Is that real? Can that happen?
Yes, it can. But like you said, the representative has to stay. He has to come out more in full force once that career starts to take most of your time. Little things mean a lot. And I think a lot of people don't understand that in relationships. Little things. Leave her a note. You know, buy her her favorite candy or favorite ice cream. Take her out just to get ice cream. Little itty-bitty things just to show that you're still interested. That she's worth it. And her efforts will, let me reward you. Let me do this for you.
Well, speaking of rewards, I want to hear how this young lady who's coming on the phone line to talk and represent right here. I just mentioned her, folks, is going to be doing it big in the DFW area. Mama Michelle is going to be out there with the Love and Laughs event in Fort Worth, Texas at Neo's. And, in fact, she's on the line right now to chime in and break it on down like it should be broken down. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. You better tell somebody listening this right here on the online happy hour. Mama Michelle is in DFW, and she's on the line. How you doing, Michelle? Hello? What happened to Mama Michelle? That's okay. We'll get back to her.
Right.
We'll get back to her. She'll be right there. Nicole, tell me this.
Yes, sir.
Tell me this. If you have a good man, he's taking care of what he can take care of, okay? He's not doing
right.
100%. Let's just say he's giving 86.5, okay? He's doing
yes.
what he should. He may have one or two flaws, but he's trying his thing, but his thing really isn't moving as fast as he said it was. You know, baby, as soon as I get this check, you know, I can see he can fix cars all day long.
Right.
He's out there. You never need an oil change. You know, part of the reason you got with him is he made sure your car was tight. Now he's hooking up all your friends. He's the shade tree guy. He's doing it big.
Right.
Got a couple felons under his belt. He just can't get an office job. And that's cool. That's not for everybody. So what he's doing is he's on his hustle, but he's not as consistent. Maybe everybody's car in, but he's done such a good job, everybody's car is fixed. But the money ain't coming in as often. You come home from a long day's work, playing with traffic, picking up the kids, because he fixed your car so well that everything runs good. Now, when you
okay.
get home, even though there's four of you in the house, there's five bowls of cereal stacked up in the sink.
Okay.
He's not giving all of his effort, but he's trying. But he says his career, baby. As soon as everything gets his career, he'll be ready to go. Is that a reason to put him out? Is it a reason to, you know, say, you know what, baby, I see you? What do you do? What does the woman do?
What we lack, especially in Black women, we're not always as supportive as we should be. We're impatient. We want it now. We don't want to wait. We got this bill. We got that bill. We got to do this. We got to do that. So we stop being supportive. It's on the same token, you know, the man stops doing the sweet things, and our representative has left. Our representative that is your cheerleader. Oh, yes, you're so sexy. You're talented. I love everything about you. Well, she left too. That representative is gone. Now you have your woman who feels like I have you here. so I'm going to talk mess. You're sorry. You always laying around. You don't be out around the house. And we stop. We lack that support to keep him going. Instead of lifting him up, we're tearing him down.
Mm.
Now, there are some people who take advantage of that, but you go ahead, you have a conversation. It could be pillow talk. It's pillow talk. After everything was good, you both feeling good, you roll over and say, hey, baby, how about we work on this for 6 months? If it doesn't come through, let's try something else. Doesn't work that way, but it would be the ones who do communicate in that way have healthy relationships.
Here we go. Let's talk about it. Mama Michelle is with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Here she is, DF Dub's own, the funny, the talented Miss Mama Michelle. How you doing, Michelle?
Oh, boy.
What is the deal? I don't understand. I know she paid the phone bill. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. When you get on the line, folks, press option 1. Let us know on the switchboard you want to chime in and say what you got to say. If she's there on the line, let her just go ahead and speak and chime in. We're ready for her. It is what it is. We're talking about, if you're just joining us in, we're talking about the topic, she, me, and my career. A little pillow talk tonight. Because sometimes it's the intimate conversations that really can wake up your relationship and make that sound decision on how you carry it to the next level or not. So the me factor, what is he getting out of this? Who's really in control of all of this situation? Is the guy sitting back and saying, I can have my cake and eat it too?
Right.
Or I'm down to my last piece of pie and it's getting kind of tough to eat anything around here. So what's going to happen? Who, what does he choose? Does he make a choice at all? Or is there a way to have balance in everything that goes on, whether your career, whether it's your life, whether it's the kids, biologically yours or not, whether it's this money that you're trying to come up on to make things better, because ultimately you want it all. Some kind of way, shape, or form, you want it all. So what do you do?
It's all about prioritizing. Break it down for me. How do you have your priorities in order? And if I'm not in the top three, then you might want to leave and come back later. I should be a priority. Now, right now, I don't have to be number one, but I better be moving sooner or later, or it's not worth it. You got to prioritize.
She's right. Not only do you have to prioritize, but there has to be order. Because if you don't have order, you can have everything you want. And if you don't have order, you're in chaos. You remember the old nursery rhyme that people used to sing? Billy and Tony sitting in a tree. F-U-C. Hold on, that's not it.
Oh, my goodness.
Ron and Jill sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes baby in the baby carriage.
No.
Then comes love. Then comes, no, it don't work like that. You can't have kids first thinking, well, now the baby's here, I will marry you and then I'll fall in love with you. First of all, that don't even rhyme in the nursery rhyme itself. Second of all, because it's so out of order, you're going to have bad chaos and things are going to be all over the place by the time y'all really get old.
See, Andy, I think society is so messed up that it's even gotten you remembering the nursery rhyme wrong. Yeah, the love is supposed to come first, then marriage, then the baby and the baby carriage. But we see today that nursery rhyme is old, but in today's world, yeah, baby does come first. And that's what is all messed up.
The order is out, people. How many of you all get dressed, put your pants on, then your underwear? You know what? I like these shoes so much. The socks is kicking. I don't know about these all guys' socks I got. I'm all hurting today. No, there's a certain order that must take place. Because if you don't do things in a certain order, there's going to be chaos. And people
right.
will laugh at you. They're going to laugh at you in front of your face and behind your back because there is no order.
Right.
You can't drive your car, put it in gear, and then try to start it. There's no order. It's going to cause some problems. You know this just as well as I do, people. It just cannot happen. So if you don't have order, and if it's not a priority, it's
right.
not going to work. It's not going to work. Fellas, understand me. Hear me. I know you want to keep her. I know the job is sound, and it looks like it's going to be pretty good. This money don't come in. But you have to say to yourself, self, where's my strong points? Where am I weak at? How can I make this work? How can I balance it? Can I give more here? And I'm okay with taking less over here to have a little bit of balance. Because if I'm weak over here, maybe she can help me pick up a little something on this side. And vice versa. You do it in the bedroom. It's
yes.
the same thing. Well, maybe if I can't get it right here, if I hold, and I put her in this position right here, chances are I may slip it faster than I would if it was, you know, on the bottom steps as opposed to on the floor, on the side of the bed, in the upright push-up position. Sometimes you need some help. And the ladies must understand that, too. If this is what he's looking to do, and you know this is your guy, you don't necessarily have to punk out, if you will, and just say, you know what, dude, I hear what you're saying, but if it's going to be us and you're doing this for us, then why do you got to leave us to make it happen?
Right.
Because part of this really could be to see how bad does she want me. If I really walk away from her, does she give a damn whether or not I leave? Because I know she's fine.
See, that's
somebody
going back to playing. We got
to
quit playing games and be real, straight up front. That's another game. I don't like tests. I took enough in school. Quit testing me. Tell me what you want.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try this for the third time. You know I don't like the strikeout. That's the baseball player in me. We took a fastball real early. We got hit with a curveball because we thought she was on the line. But now she's here, folks. Mama Michelle is right here. The microphone is yours, sweetheart. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Lovely.
Man, we good. Michelle.
Oh, my goodness.
Nicole.
I have a Robin Dollar. I done snatched my kid's phone, fought them to the floor to get their phone out their hand, trying to get on this time. Oh, my goodness. First of all, I love howwasyourweekend.com. I love you guys. Andy, you know, I'm a big supporter of the book. But I'm going to tell y'all have some book on tonight. I'm just going to tell you, if a man is not in a situation to where he can commit to a relationship, my uncle, he is dead and gone now, but we used to call him Lil Funky. But Lil Funky said, and he said it to me a long time ago, he said two things to me. He said, there's why go out, meet a woman, date her, and possibly get some when you can just go and buy you some and be home in time, get in your bed, and go to work. Do you understand what I'm saying? If what he really wants is a jab and a stab, okay, this is from earlier because I've been listening for a while, you know, the comment about the jump off. If what he really wants is a jab and a stab, he needs to be with somebody that is in a jab and a stab type situation because no matter who it is, it's either the man or the woman. That's why you listen to shows and people are found in the lake and women are found, you know, in a barbecue grill somewhere behind something. It's because people have not gone within their established rules. Animals hump with no conscience. A dog can hump and service many females that are in heat. And then, you know, the females are left with the puppies, much like in real life, but I'm just saying. Long story short, you know, animals hump because they're in heat, and that's just a physical thing. But men and women are given reason, and that is a gift from God. There's no thing that comes without consequences. Rarely, and you can attest to this yourself, have you ever been in a relationship and you call it just one thing and they call it just another, but it doesn't have consequences? You know what I'm saying? You know, it either falls off because it's a misunderstanding, or, you know, somebody develops feelings, or, you know, somebody has to go to the clinic. Something happens. Somebody gets a beat down. You know, something happens. There are not things like that without consequences. I fully respect people's drive for their game. You know what I'm saying? You got to get out there. You got to get your health wrong. I recently had to end a relationship with somebody I love with all my heart, but they, you know, didn't understand my struggle. They didn't understand my hustle. And I love the person, but I'm not willing to commit to giving up what I know that God has called me to do and what I want to make me happy for them. So then I ask myself, do I truly love them? Yes, I do, but I love me more. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be able to evaluate, but you can't just string people along. And finally, girl, you know I love you, but let me tell you about cheering on a man, okay? I don't know if Mary, you done heard it, but the little song where Mary J. Blige said, for all the time when I was loving you, you were out loving yourself.
Right.
11 whole years, she helped him build his business. If it is a dream and you're cheerleading and you're helping him to build it, it needs to be y'all's dream. It needs to be something that you and he both, if y'all are truly a couple now, if he's knocking you down two or three times a week and he's busy, that's not y'all's dream. That's his dream and you encouraging him. But if it's y'all's dream, something he has shared with you, then it is y'all's dream. Equal sacrifice, equal reward. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. And I know you know what I mean. And finally, for my big bro, Anthony, that's my biggest bro, I want to tell him, because I know he's listening, and I know his wife is listening. You busted, dog. You right. You cannot have a jump off. You cannot have a jump off. And we just had this discussion. You cannot have a jump off and a wife just because you're on the road. That's
right.
That's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. Even if your wife says she stands, I always be scared for this food to eat. You cannot detect poison. All of us chicken. You know, she's going to get tired. If you really love and honor a person, then you have committed that that's going to be the only hole that you hit. And there's plenty of Vaseline, plenty of KY jelly. Go in there and enjoy yourself with yourself. If you just need to do something different, if your wife is busy or whatever, because, you know, you're committed. You're not a dog in heat. You know, despite what Luke Skywalker says, you're not a dog in heat. You're a grown man. You make choices. And you need to be about your business. And to my brothers, to my sisters, don't be stupid. You know, I've been on both sides of the field. I'm not going to try to play innocent. I didn't know I was a jump off at the time. I should have known when the Negro was only taking me out on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I should have known.
Right.
But I didn't. Okay, I was jump off. I didn't know. That's why he ain't got no windshield right now. And it can happen again, William. It can happen again, dog.
Oh,
okay,
boy.
I'm sorry, I digress. But anyway, long story short, I love y'all. And, you know, I'm all about people being getting after their dreams. But if your dream is going to be somebody else's nightmare, you might want to think again.
Get out. Get out.
Oh, this is, y'all got to realize this is real talk up in here. Mama Michelle has joined us tonight up on the online happy hour. You heard her right here on the line. Now, I know y'all in the DFW want to come out and see her. Like I mentioned, Saturday, March 10th, it's going down at Neo's, 1101 Oak Grove Road, hosted by my man, Mr. Joe Torrey. And Mama Michelle will be out there representing, doing her thing. Michelle, you ready for March 10th?
I'm extra ready. You know, we did it big down in Texarkana. People still texting me about it, telling me why they didn't know and all this. And I'm like, yay, you should have known it was going down. First of all, I love when you go up there and talk about this book. You know, I was going to tell you, Anthony just texted me. I told him to call in, Anthony, and he said, Teresa won't let me.
Oh.
He just texted me about Teresa won't let me. I don't know what that's about. Because his wife is named Anna. But anyway, long story short, I guess they're doing some kind of role play stuff. Ooh, that's nasty. But anyway, long story short, yeah, heck yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to get it going on. You know, I have a great time. Y'all always put on a great production. Joe Torre is extra funny, and I'm really feeling it. I'm excited.
That's what's up, DF Dub. Y'all better get ready. We ain't playing. Sorry to disappoint you, but progress is happening. 646-727-3279. We have a caller that wants to chime in from Baltimore, Maryland. She's the PR diva herself. Nika is on the line. What's up, Nika?
I'm like speechless at this point. Mama Michelle, she said everything. Like, she just summed it up in one big old, you know, one call. I was like, she went down the list. Yeah, you laugh, and I'm like, well, dang, I don't know what to say. She said everything that I would have said, and then some.
That's because she's my girl.
Yeah, she's straight up funny. I love her. But real talk, like, just to piggyback on some of the things that she said, I agree. Like, if I'm a firm believer, and if you're in a relationship with someone that they have to be equally yoked with you, or else I think you're doing a hindrance. Like, the best way to explain it is you'll probably be spending the rest of your life, if you decide to keep that person as your life partner, to get them to where you are, or vice versa, if you guys aren't on the same level. And being, I think with a business mind, and being that I'm so business-oriented, I can't be in a relationship with someone where I'm constantly trying to coach you or get you to where I am, because it prevents me from getting to where I need to be or where I want to be. And if it's not there, it's not working, I don't know. I can't do it. Like, I would love to make you a priority, but I don't think that I should have to even make you a priority if we're dealing with business and I'm dealing with life. It just kind of rolls in. Like, you should feel honored to be able to spend time with that person. It shouldn't be a have to or a need to. Like, I can't get with that. Like, that bothers me. If I feel like it's a hassle for me to do it or to see you or spend time with you, I don't think that even should even be an issue. We shouldn't be together. Well, you shouldn't be with me. Like, I think that person should be like a safe haven, like a, you know, hey, babe, this was what the day was like. My boss said, my coworker did, and a place to retreat, and not a place where you feel like you have to, you know, be forced into it. But, you know, at some point, we all need our time. We all need, you know, I have my own self day. Today is a self day. Like, let me chill. That's one thing. But just to not want that person there, or to not put that person in the mix, you don't want them. Or they don't want you if that person's not putting you first or putting you in their daily circle.
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not hard to, okay, you got a busy schedule to take somebody out to lunch. It's not hard to take somebody out to dinner. It's not hard, you know, catch a movie tonight after blah, blah, blah. Like, it's really not hard. There's so many things that you can do to be able to spend time with this person. Like, real talk, there's a, you know, the such thing as the love languages. Mine is quality time. If you sit on a couch on your laptop, just sitting here with me, I think I could be cool with that for the fact that you're here. But you're not even making an effort to be here. To me, that's the problem.
But he's got to get his hustle on. He's grinding.
Oh, yeah, you got to. Like, I mean, I've been in relationship with people who they travel, you know, a lot for work. They do, you know, work 10, 12-hour days, that's fine. But we still saw each other, even if that meant we was on the phone, on email all day, whatever. Like, there's things that you could do to make that person know that you care and you want that person in your life.
Hmm.
You'll make
Nicole,
a time.
Nicole, what's your comment on that?
I think that I agree with what she was saying. But if you have to make an extra effort, if it's hard, if it's strenuous, then he or she really don't want to be there in the first place.
Right.
You're not a priority. You're not a priority.
Not at all.
I just want you here. We're going back to selfishness. I just want you here on my time. Everything is about my time. And I'm going to use this career thing as an excuse to be selfish. I have to work. I'm making this money. I'm doing this for us. I'm doing that. But if I'm unhappy, it's not for us. That's for you. So you do have to be a priority. I mean, if he on that laptop taking care of his business, he can open up another window. Send me a sweet email. That takes all of 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Why you
just
sitting there?
Let me
email
know.
Comes to your phone.
I'm important. Let me know I'm important. Take a silly picture smiling goofy or something. It's like, I thought about you, and it made me smile. It's the little things that could go a long way. If I'm supporting you, keeping you going, keeping you happy, keeping you full, keeping you sexed, I need some rewards as well. Where are my treats? And you can't hide behind that job. You can't hide behind that hustle. Take care of me, and I'll do the same for you. It's sacrificing and prioritizing.
You know what, ladies? I just got a text message that's coming in, because, you know, sometimes folks get a little bit shy. And obviously this person that just texted me is in a relationship. They said, it's funny. It seems as if the single people always have the right answers, and the people who are in relationships are the ones who struggle. Why is that?
I'm assuming that they're thinking that we're both single. I can't speak for Nicole, but I'm not. So, and my friends call me for advice when I'm in a relationship and when I'm not in a relationship. And I think
right.
that the funny thing about it is, it's not even that. It's about being real. Like, be real with yourself. Be real with yourself and be real with your situation. Like, you can always say, for example, I have a lot of friends that's married. I'm not married, but when they have issues, just like a single friend, they'll still come to me and talk to me. In a lot of cases, I'll say, because I'm not married, I'm going to say this. I probably don't have the right answer, because there's some things that you're going to do in a marriage that you wouldn't do in a regular relationship. And I say that because a marriage, you're stuck. It's not like I can say, you know what, forget you. I don't want to do this, and I'm walking out, and I can just walk out. Like, there's a lot of things that we got to do before we walk out. Divorce decree has to be in order, you know, all of that. So you make an extra effort to stay and put up with things that you might not necessarily put up with because you're married. So it's a difference. But at the same time, I still can say right is right. If she, I don't know, her husband came home and the house was a mess after a three-week trip and there was no food on the table, and you ask me, are you wrong? You dead ass wrong. Like, yo, you should have handled that. Like, that's a plain, blatant situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that even if I'm not in a relationship, I'm qualified to say that was dead ass wrong. Like, I don't think your relationship status actually controls what you say or how you feel about stuff. You know right or wrong regardless. I mean, if you've seen healthy relationships with your parents, your grandparents, or other, you know, peers or whatever, you know the difference. It's like some of it is common sense. How would you like
even
to be treated in a friendship?
Even if I'm single now, doesn't mean I was always single. Most of what we're speaking on is from past experiences. And hell, it could be that I left that dude who was on his grind and didn't make time for me, which I'm single now, and I could have learned from that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to think, what could I have done different, or what should I have paid attention to, or he should have did something different. I should have been out anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This is real talk, y'all. Y'all better tell somebody about, and you know what? We need to stop being selfish. Listen, tell somebody to chime in with you each and every Tuesday night here to the Online Happy Hour. You're getting real folks with real points, and real topics, keeping it 100 each and every week. Now, I got to send this out just because, you know, it's Mardi Gras. Big shout out to my man, Dante Fagans. Tonight is open mic night, and it's Mardi Gras. So for everybody who wants to come out and showcase and perform their skills, make it happen. DJ Kid Kirk is going to be on the ones and twos from 10 to 12 in the mix until 2 a.m. Next Level Entertainment and the Henderson's Chicken hooking it up today for Fat Tuesday. Now, if you're going out for Fat Tuesday, it's $2 well drinks, draft beer, and $6 hurricanes from 2 to midnight. DJ Nicki Nicole is going to be in the mix from 7 to 12. It's going down, folks, like bad stock up in the DFW because it is Fat Tuesday, and we running some serious conversation here. She, me, my career, Mama Michelle, Nika the PR Diva, and Nicole is chiming in, folks. Let's keep the party going. We only got a few more minutes left in the show, and I want to ask these ladies real quick. You know, you can take your time to chime in on this, but just make your answer real short. If a man is giving you his all, and he's doing the best he can to make things happen, tells you that he wants to take you to the next level, but is showing you something totally different with his actions, which do you believe? His actions, because the emotional connection that he's making? I mean, I'm sorry. The actions by which he's showing you, or the words by which he's making the emotional connection because he's still trying to get something right?
Actions always speak louder than words. Words are just words. We need the action. You can tell me anything, but it's what you're doing that I'm going to believe.
So even if the job's running and people aren't hiring and it's tough on the yard for him to get his line on.
I mean, but it's he could talk himself into round in circles. But if I'm not seeing you being productive, you're just talking. If you come to me and say, hey, I had this interview, I did this, I met with this person, I'm networking in this way, that's still action. I still see what you're doing. But you can't tell me, oh, ain't nobody hiring me, I can't get this break, I'm not getting that break, without telling me what you're doing. I need to know exactly what the actions are, and that speaks louder than words.
All right, Nika?
You want me to keep it like 100 and 100, or just like fake?
As you should. I had to keep it 100.
Like, for real, if you're trying to get it together, hey, you're a grown man. And I think that as a grown man, like, that trying to get it together, you passed that. You succeeded. You're not a kid anymore. You should have it together. You should have some sort of plan. You should be moving forward in that plan, and that's that. Now, if you're talking about they are working on a plan for us to be together, like you're grinding so that you can be able to provide a home for us in the future or something like that, but your action doesn't seem like you want to be with me, but yeah, I see you doing that grind, then that's kind of tricky because it just really depends on if I'm finding love letters to other women or, you know what I'm saying, if it's something there that makes me think that you're not trying to be here, then it, you know what I'm saying, then I don't know. Like, I might have to pull back. But if I can tell that you want, you know, by your words, you want to be here, but you just can't really be here because you just grinding, you working two jobs, you doing double or extra, whatever, like, I might be happy in the long run wearing my Prada panties because you grinded it out if I sat back and I chill. But you just really got to watch and be careful on who to stick it in with and who not to. And I can contest to the fact that there's people who I should have stuck it out with and I didn't, and they're doing it now. And I missed it because I was too busy, like, nah, you know, I can't tell you want to be here. You so gone. You so, you know what I'm saying? So it's some situations where you might have to take that backseat. But it's still, you know, like, it's still a thin line on knowing if that's what it is, because you might stay and it's someone else, or it's not you, it's me speech come you know, behind that. That's tricky. That's one of those ones where you talking to your homeboys, your homegirl, like, dude, for real, like, from a male's perspective, what happened? Like, I mean, he say he want to be here, but, you know, that's one of those conversations. Like, you can't never really be 100% when it's that. But if you, you know, that whole potential word, it's a dude trying to, you know, get potential. He potentially can't get a job, but he can potential. Yeah, you too old for potential. You should be there.
Yeah.
Potential for your 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You use a potential past the age of 29. Sorry.
I mean, yeah, I know we're in a, you know, coming through the recession or whatever, but, hey, everybody has some sort of skills that they can do beside that main one to, you know, toot them along until they get back on their feet or whatever. So I can't. We passed that. And I'm sure Nicole can contest. We have bills, grown-up bills.
Right.
We have grown adult bills at this point, and I need you to be able to be there with me. Like, I'm not even going to play that game with you. I can support you, but so long.
It's kind of like, to sum it all up, don't talk about it, be about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that dude who's always telling you, I'm a chill, laid-back person. Everybody says I'm chill, I'm laid-back. I'm so laid-back, I'm laid-back. It's like, are you trying to convince me or yourself? If you have to keep saying how cool you are, how down you are, intelligent, these things should never be stated. Don't talk about it, be about it.
Well, from an older woman's perspective, I will say this, that a spade is a spade. A diamond in the rough is a diamond, none the same. But, you know, I buy my diamonds at the jewelry store. You understand what I'm saying? So it just depends on where you come in. If you you ground level and you're trying to work your way up, that's cool. But you got to realize if you got a diamond in the rough, you might find out the diamond that you got doesn't have the clarity or the color that you really thought it had. And now you're going to go through all of that for, you know, a little bit of payoff. Go ahead and call a spade a spade. If it's not good now, there's little to no guarantee that it'll be good later.
Mm-hmm.
And the church says amen.
That's messed up, but it's true. You know, I stuck around, you know, not to put everything on me, but I stuck around for a long time with somebody that I knew had a lot of potential. And now he's a 40-year-old man with a whole bunch of potential, you know, talking about what he could have been. And I'm like, hey, yeah, that's cool, you know. But now, not now. I can't, you know, I can't mess around like that. You got to be on your grind from the get-go.
Now, it can happen, folks. We do know that we come from a different era where it's information age. We move. Our attention spans are short. So you can see something you want to do this time, and then 2 years later you want to do something different, and now this didn't work out, so you want to try this over here. But sooner or later, you're going to have to find that one thing, stick to it, and make it work.
And you just saying it because you're not no 40-year-old rapper. Trying to get started, okay? When you and your grandkids are trying to rap on the same track, that is a dream that you need to let go. Write for somebody, be a ghostwriter. But I'm telling you, you haven't been to the club. These ladies can attest. I ran into so many 40-year-old rappers and music producers and all this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, where's the studio? Well, I'm just not getting started right now. I'm getting my equipment together. Okay, what are you going to be like, 300 years old when you get it together?
But you know what's so funny that that is real. And I work in entertainment PR, so I come across those, but I don't say anything because it's kind of like, I'll let you hang yourself. Oh, for real? That's what you do? And then when you ask what I do, and then I run it down, and it's like, especially in the DMV, you know, in Baltimore area, they know my name at this point. It's like, oh, then you'll be quiet because at this point you've shot yourself in the foot with that whole line. Like, I can't take it. I need you to stop. Like, I need you to have a job. This is not going to work. Everybody's a producer today. So how much you sell your beats for, $100? Like, really? Not going to work. It is not going to work.
Maybe it's the old school, ladies. You never thought, you never gave it consideration. It's the old school. He's trying to give that old school flavor.
That's dead. That's it's just not right. It's wrong in every sense of the word. It's just wrong.
Oh, and then you know what? I need to take a shout out at collegeweekend.com to my homeboy. I really ain't gonna say his name because I don't want to get shot. But dude, you are not a chef. You are not a chef. You put some gravy. You put some very white gravy on some pork chops one time. I need to take the word chef out of your name. You're not a chef. Okay? You're not a
gravy
chef.
On some pork chops.
You're not a chef. Andy, I think you know who I'm talking about. This is not a chef.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh man, this fool puts it in his name. I'm chef such and such. And I'm like, where have you worked as a chef? Okay, Burger King, that is not, that's you a cook. You're a cook. Just, I mean, don't placate it. Don't make it something that it's not. You're not a chef. But I mean, I'm not knocking a brother's hustle. Take it to your basis, but you're going to be so fake that we know you're not real.
Oh, boy.
My stomach hurts.
Oh,
now.
My God. You are off the chain. My face hurts right now.
That's the phrase of the day. Boy. I'm speechless now.
Golly.
This is real talk, folks. You're going to get it. We are not playing here. This is the staple. We're setting the tone, folks. Get real, man. Come on out and hang with us live Friday, March 9th at Neo's. And then come see Mama Michelle do her thing with Joe Toy Saturday, March 10th at Neo's. Address in Fort Worth, Texas is 1101 Oak Grove Road in Fort Worth, Texas. Contact information number is 817-381-8487. Now, from the directors of With This Ring, Fierce Productions, and You Better Ask Somebody, along with How Week the Weekend, we'll be going to be hosting auditions for the upcoming stage play, Second Place Women Who Come In First. We're going to be doing that in the month of March. So get your acting hats ready and let your talents be seen as we bring this great lead off the pages and onto the stages. So be sure to get this information because they say sometimes we don't like to read books. False. The book is selling. It's doing great. We're doing great numbers. And we're also going to make it into a stage play because I think you all deserve to see this. And there's going to be some people out there that have some talent that may not have had the chance with somebody else to showcase their work. So here's your opportunity, DFW. Be looking for it on Facebook. Be looking for it on howwasyourweekend.com coming up soon. And just get ready. We're about to rock and roll and explode. Ladies, did y'all enjoy yourself tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, be sure to chime in next week. We're going to give y'all some hot ones coming up. And I think I may have a special guest lined up for you next week. It's going to be hot. Trust and believe. As we wrap the show up today, I want to thank these ladies for giving us the insight, for the folks who even took the time to text us between the show. The phone lines were off the hook. It's amazing to keep people on the phone for this long and doing their thing, but it's been great. We want to thank everybody who's been chimed in. As always, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight and you got some good information off the show, just do us a favor. Tell about 5 more people to chime in with you and share How Was Your Weekend page with your Facebook friends so they can tune in with you with the next broadcast as we come with it, folks. It's going to go down. Morgan, listen to Learn Family. My name is Andy Brown. Encouraging you to keep God in your life and a part of your lifestyle. With him, anything is possible. We're showing you that tonight. Good night. Go mob to my frat. And I'm gone. Peace out. Happy Mardi Gras to you.